air scintillating hot springs that are said to revitalize the youth inside of you. Though the first settler of the Commonwealth was Nordic, swiftly the Scandinavian people began arriving on the countryside as well. They started up a government and divided it into sectors, such as manufacturing. They named the island Iceland to avoid people wanting to visit. They also took over Greenland as well, which is much harsher to inhabit, in hopes that their enemies would go there and perish. Basing their heritage off of the Northern Gaelic and Scandinavian life, the language itself is a Northern Germanic dialect, and is quite pleasing to listen to. The Icelandic language is one of the few that is not recognized as a language, and actually a dialect of another language. Settlement and Commonwealth, 874 to 1262. Though the Norwegian and Scandinavian people were credited with settling the island, the truth is that Celtic monks were there long before anyone else took residence. Some even speculate that they were there from up to 800 AD. These monks came to the island to get away from civilization, and to use the beauty of the natural elements of the island to center themselves with their deity. There is also no evidence of any violence when the Norwegian and Scandinavian people also moved to the land. One of the few instances where new inhabitants and old inhabitants coexisted peacefully. The first man to circumnavigate the entire island was actually Swedish,